With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Crews working in the Potomac River have started lifting aircraft wreckage from last week's mid-air collision from the river. So far, the remains of 55 of the 67 people killed in the accident have been recovered. Now, last week's other aviation disaster,
6 people on an air ambulance flight and 1 person on the ground were killed when it crashed in Philadelphia a minute after takeoff Friday. NTSB Chairman Jennifer Homendy says recovery of the intact black box is a challenge.
There is substantial impact on the entire community. The debris field extends 4 or 5 blocks.
The crash coming 2 days after an American Airlines mid-air collision with 64 on board in Washington with an Army helicopter with 3 aboard. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump acknowledges his tariffs aimed at cracking down on the flow of deadly drugs and illegal aliens into the U.S. could cause some pain for Americans, and that includes those invested in the stock market, which is struggling this morning.
With tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China taking effect this week, the emerging trade war could lead to higher prices. The president admitted that Americans could feel some pain in the short term, but he claimed it will all be worth the price that must be paid. He repeatedly bashed Joe Biden for high inflation, and now the Trump tariffs threaten to raise the price of cars, gasoline, clothes, toys, and avocados. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ultra and SRNnews.com, when he sits down with President Trump at the White House tomorrow, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he'll talk about victory over Hamas. The prime minister says the agenda will also cover Iran, as well as winning the release of all of the hostages still being held by Hamas. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 193 points. This is SRN News. Another pro-life action by the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has gotten the military out of the abortion business. He has overturned the Biden-era policy that funded travel for female service members to leave pro-life states and head to states where abortions are legal for the purpose of getting one. President Trump has been busy since taking office in withdrawing federal support for abortion at many levels. He's restored the Hyde Amendment and the Mexico City policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The European Union is warning Pakistan that its status as a duty-free exporter to the bloc will continue to depend on progress the country makes in addressing concerns about civil liberties, including freedom of religion. Pakistan is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, and its draconian blasphemy laws have been decried by human rights activists for decades. The country's exports to Europe have doubled since 2014, when it was awarded the status of duty-free exporter. This is SRN News. It's a Mona Lisa upgrade in Paris. The world-famous Da Vinci work will be getting a room all to itself.
French President Emmanuel Macron announced that in a speech from the room at the Louvre Museum in Paris, where the world-famous painting is displayed. He announced it as part of plans to renovate and modernize the museum, a major overhaul that will take years to complete and likely cost hundreds of millions of euros. The initiative is much needed. The Louvre is the world's most visited museum, but plagued with overcrowding and outdated facilities, prone to water leaks and other damage. Macron said the renovations will include a new entrance and new underground rooms. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
It is a crowded field in the New Jersey governor's race. 6 Democrats, including 2 sitting members of Congress, the mayors of the state's 2 largest cities, the head of the state's biggest teachers union, and a former top lawmaker, all in the running in the race for governor in New Jersey. More details at SRNnews.com.